When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the best bits. This one is not the bits of the week. It's the best bits of the year 2022 so far. And this weekend, I'm joined with Amy right now. What is up, Amy?
Hey, hey. Happy to be here.
Good to have you on. And we've done best bits so many times. So what's happening recently is we're just answering a bunch of random questions with some life updates sprinkled in. Okay, that's what's happening now. So we're just gonna jump right into it, because at number 7 on the best bits of 2022 so far, Mike D's Pokemon collection got appraised by Dr. Lori V, which like was a huge thing. Did you have any collections growing up, Amy?
Not really. My grandmother gave me Madame Alexander dolls.
I don't think I've even heard of that.
Oh, well, I don't even know honestly why she's into them. I wish they were worth some money today, because I have all these dolls in these boxes. I'm sure some people know what I'm talking about, but that's probably the most of anything that I had.
Okay, like multiples or just like a couple?
No. They lined our whole, like my dad built shelves at the top of our room, me and my sister, and our dolls would sit up and they would line the ceiling basically.
Are they kind of like American Girl dolls?
Yeah, but a little smaller and you don't play with them. Oh, I feel okay. Like American Girl dolls you play with,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're like your best friend.
No, these, they sit on a shelf.
They're just more of a collector's item almost.
Yes.
But they haven't collected any money.
That I know of yet. Maybe I should have them appraised.
Yes. We had Beanie Babies, a whole collection of those. Barbies was a big one. And I had a whole thing of Polly Pockets, but all the Polly Pockets got sold in a garage sale 1 year and I'm still sad about it. So those were the big things in our family. Okay, random questions. What is something that strangers often incorrectly assume about you?
Strangers?
Yeah,
so how
strangers.
Am I knowing they're assuming it if they're a stranger? Like,
just
it's something they
maybe
say.
Maybe somebody's messaged you or somebody said something to you in public.
I can probably share something that came up recently in therapy from when I was a child.
Oh, gosh, yes. If you feel comfortable sharing it.
Yeah. Something that came back to me recently, again, in a therapy session out of nowhere. I don't even know why I thought of this memory, but I remember exactly the setting, because it impacted me. I remember where we were. I remember who said it. I remember her name, her mom's name. Like, I remember, and I remember thinking, they don't know me. But I walked into a room. I don't want to give too many details, but I was probably in 6th or 7th grade. And this one girl looked at other girls. I was the new person. And she stuck her finger on her nose and put her nose like up in the air, implying that I was stuck up.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was actually just insecure because I didn't know anybody and I wasn't talking. So, and I'm normally a pretty talkative person, but when I feel out of place or I don't know, then I sort of shut down. And then that I could see comes off as stuck up, like I'm not talking to you, but it was really my own insecurities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a memory that I think that's one of those events that happens to you as a child where you like don't forget it. And then it made me even more self-conscious. And so I don't think she's the only one. I think that's just, I caught her doing it. Yeah. So I know that other people assumed that about me too. And I heard that more than once. So it was kind of this weird thing where internally I thought, no, you actually know nothing about me. And I promise I'm not stuck up, but I just didn't know how to connect, really.
Yeah, well, and it's one of those memories that obviously like stayed with you up until now at this point in your life. And that sucks, right? When something that is so bad happens and you're like, why did that have to stay with me my entire life and why do I remember it?
And then I think if I were to pick something more recent, it would be probably from listeners that think I'm ditzy.
Mm. But you're not. That's not at all a quality about you.
Right. I just think that the certain segments on the show, sometimes in funny stories we tell, lean into that category. And I own it of like, yes, my depth perception when I drive, or easy trivia is something we all struggle with because it's supposed to be easy, but then because it's fifth grade questions or fourth grade or third, and we don't know the answers. But it's things that happen when you're under pressure too or different. Mm-hmm. Like, some of the stuff I feel as though I know the answer, but in the heat of the moment of the show, and you know you're on at a clock and a timer. And listeners have even felt that too in the past before when we would play games with listeners and they would call in and they would do trivia and they would think, oh, I'm going to get every single one. And then when they're on the spot and they're on the phone and they know they're on national radio,
it's a different ballgame.
You freeze up a little bit. And I get that we do this for a living, so we shouldn't freeze up on games, but there is just this weird feeling that's inside of you. And then sometimes I get in my car and I'm like, I'm so stupid. How did I not know the answer to that? I can't believe I came off that way. But really, no, I'm not. I could see how some people perceive that. And then that's their opinion of me. But they don't know me.
No. And judgments always come from people not allowing a person, like, to see a person for the entire human being that they are.
Right.
It's just one aspect of that person.
Right.
Which is unfortunate in itself.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like a one that's really big, at least in my adult life, especially my 20s, is that because I can take care of everything and because I can plan things and I don't really need help being organized and doing all of that, is that I never need help. It's very incorrectly assumed that, like, I will take everything on, I will plan everything. And so everybody just assumes I love doing all of that, when the reality is I would love somebody else to take that on, and I would love somebody else to plan and do things. It's just nobody else takes that initiative. So
right.
I feel like in just all of life, people assume that often about me because that's just a take charge personality. But most of the times, those people are the ones that want to be taken care of or planned from someone else the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one just across the board from strangers and people that know me alike. So, okay, what is your favorite simple pleasure?
I mean,
It can be so, so simple.
I mean, so simple lately. I'm sure they change from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
But right now, my simple pleasure has been on the weekends, waking up and first thing taking my journal outside to be in the sunlight. And that's something I started doing because I had read that it's good for your body to get sunlight in the morning to set up your ability to produce the proper amount of melatonin so that you sleep better at night. So it's really like you're doing it so that you sleep better at night.
Do you feel like it's
hours away? Well, I can only get morning light on the weekends, so I can't get morning light because of our job during the weekdays. But I gotta say, I'm enjoying it. But the weird thing is, I have no idea if that's really working. But I mean, science says that's what is happening. So I do believe that if I could do it consistently, I would see results. But it's a little simple pleasure that now I enjoy. And I'm like, there's something about walking outside with my journal. I do have my little four things gratitude journal and my coffee. And I just sit outside and I try to sit facing where the sun is rising from. And I just journal. And that is a little simple pleasure.
You're even smiling about it right now.
Yeah, because it's
excited
not,
to talk
it's because it's new. It's
yes.
something new that I've done. I've always, you know, journaled and maybe had my coffee, but sat at the kitchen table or sat in my bed or done something like that. But now it's like, oh, I'm going to go outside. And I just stay. I'm still in my pajamas and I've got my slippers on and I just kind of sit outside. No, the kids aren't awake yet. And it's a simple pleasure.
No, I love that. I think anything that gets you sunlight is going to make you feel that way, because mine is walking my dog, Remy. Anytime I can walk her and for 30 minutes, I'm not on my phone, I'm just kind of listening to music and paying attention to her, it like revives my energy for the day. Yes. If I can, especially if I can get up super early and do it in the morning before we come into work. But that doesn't happen often because it, at least for now, it's a little bit light outside. But when it's dark, I can't do that.
Yeah.
So now it's like late at night and I'm getting bit by mosquitoes, but it's still like the best part of my day for sure. Okay. Another random one. Somebody gives you a billboard space for free. What do you put on it? And I'll let you think about it. I'll share mine. I'll let you think about
it. Okay, you go first.
Because I think at least this point in my life now, I think I would be one of those news stories and I would promote myself that I'm looking for the love of my life. I'd be like, okay, this is the last ditch effort I'm going to put out here. This is what it is. So that would be mine. And maybe, you know, with my Instagram on it so people can hit me up in the DM or whatever, but that's probably what I'd do.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, maybe I would do something like, you know, to spread joy, like pimping joy in a way, like what could we do to put up there that would like make people smile as they're driving by. But not everybody knows like that's what Pimpin' Joy is about. So you'd have to like know Pimpin' Joy because you only have a billboard. It's not like you have this whole and people are driving. They drive past it and boom, they're gone. So they need to be able to react.
So maybe it's literally just Pimpin' Joy. So then they have to look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just the words.
Either that or maybe I would throw up a morning corny just to make people laugh. Like one of those jokes or probably. Maybe I do a morning corny and then at the bottom I put hashtag Pimpin' Joy.
Yep.
Because I just spread joy by telling the joke and that's what Pimpin' Joy is all about.
Oh, that'd be a fun billboard.
Perfect.
I feel like we need to do that.
The billboard. Yes. Yeah.
That's a good one. Well, and I'm going to move into number six here. We got more random questions coming, but the capital test punishment, I had to stand on a street corner and you guys were highly entertained by this segment. Unfortunately, you guys are always entertained when we get punished on the show. So this was a big one for so far this year in 2022. But I've got some food worlds to share with you. Amy, are you ready for these? I need to know if you're going to try any of them, okay?
Ready.
A Texas brewery in Fort Worth created a hot dog water-flavored seltzer.
No.
Would you ever even consider it?
I don't know. Mm-mm.
So apparently they're like hosting this huge celebration for July and, you know, America and all of that. So it's happening like this month and they're dropping it and it's 5.2% ABV. So it's pretty high up there if you really love hot dogs.
That sounds disgusting. We had those candy cane hot dogs here at the studio once, remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I took a few licks of that. Maybe actually probably just one lick. And it was disgusting.
Well, I don't feel like hot dog in itself is a very high quality food. So then you like put it in other things. It's definitely not very high quality.
Mm-mm.
So I don't think either of us will be trying that.
But I like a hot dog.
You do like a hot dog.
I will. Yeah, you don't eat meat. So You're probably like, eh. But I like a good hot dog. There's hot dogs are good. Okay. But I don't want a hot dog drink.
Yeah, fair. That's like hot dog water. It's like the when you make noodles, it's like noodle water almost. It's probably what it gives me the vibe of. Have you had Daddy's Dogs here? I know everyone in town like loves that.
I haven't.
Okay, well, if anybody comes to Nashville, Daddy's Dogs is like a hot commodity in town. It's around a lot of the bars and stuff. So if you go out, you can grab a Daddy's Dog before you go home and like sober up or whatever. But you should check out Daddy's Dogs since you like hot dogs. They're like the number one in town.
Nice. Okay.
So yeah, there for a little Nashville recommendation too. Taco Bell is testing a huge Cheez-It tostada. So literally like the tostada comes on a Cheez-It.
That sounds amazing.
Right?
I love Cheez-Its.
Right? And it's like
and
taco
I love,
Cheez-It.
Like one of my favorite Taco Bell menu items is the Mexican pizza.
Oh, same.
And so mm-hmm. I feel like this might be kind of like that, but with a Cheez-It?
Exactly. Just a little bit more cheesy.
So is Cheez-It partnering with Taco Bell?
Yeah. So it's going to come in a tostada and a Crunchwrap Supreme. So like instead of having those on tacos, it's going to be like this literally big, huge square Cheez-It.
Love it.
That's what it looks like.
I would try that right now. In fact, I'm very hungry and that sounds so good.
Right? They're only testing it right now in California. And if, you know, if it goes well, then it's coming everywhere. But I have a feeling it's going to go over really well. And then this one's interesting. I didn't know this ever existed. So Salt and Straw, which is like that well-known ice cream that does all the crazy flavors.
Yeah.
They're dropping ice cream perfume.
Okay.
Okay. So you know how ice cream like doesn't have a taste or a smell to it? Like you get ice cream and you really don't smell anything, right?
Well, maybe you don't because COVID.
Well, yeah, not that. But in general, I don't think ice cream actually has a smell. Like there's an aura, but not like a smell.
Okay. Now I need to go smell the ice cream at my house because I don't know. Actually, I have tons of ice cream here at work in the freezer. We can go do a taste test.
Yeah,
a smell test. Yeah.
Well, they say since, you know, most ice creams don't have a scent, it's a edible perfume that you can literally like spray onto an ice cream. Doesn't change the flavor, but it literally allows you to have like another sense to your ice cream enjoyment.
Okay.
And it comes in three flavors: cloud of cocoa, plume of blooms, and swoon of citrus.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not interested in those at all whatsoever. But
yeah, and they are, I mean, for the three bottles, it's $48. So it's literally like perfume.
Are they really going to sell these? Yeah. But I mean, I like smelling like vanilla.
Yeah, right? So like maybe you just want a more enjoyment situation when you're eating your ice cream.
Yeah.
An all-around taste or all-around senses experience when you're eating your ice cream.
Yes.
But you won't be trying it.
No.
If you do go to the store, like it's only 50 cents to add on. So I would suggest if you're around like a Salt and Straw store, go try it there before you like drop $50 on.
Yes. Did you say 50 cents or $50?
50 cents at the store as like a topping.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But like if you want to buy it retail, it's $50 for the three.
Gotcha.
So, you know, perfume, it's a little more high end, even when it's ice cream perfume. But yeah, those are some fun food worlds. You guys love hearing some food worlds and trying out some new things, even if we don't try them. So if you do or try any of these, let us know. And then at number five, okay, I want an update on the kids because Eddie shared a really emotional story this year after he and his wife adopted two of their sons. And it was a really sweet story about how it kind of all came together. His son said something and it made Eddie really emotional. So that's on this top list coming in at number five. But speaking of kids, I want to know how your kids are doing. How's mom life? How's that all going?
They're doing well. We're just getting through summer. Like they already are mourning summer because they feel like it's already over and school's starting. And I'm trying to explain to them, you still have over a month before school starts.
Doesn't it feel weird though that it has already been?
I know.
Let's
not be sad about that. Like, enjoy the moment. We're practicing a lot of like, let's live in the present. Let's not live in the past. Let's not live in the future. Let's live in the present. So they're just enjoying doing all kinds of camps. And Stashira did a dance camp and she's about to do a baking camp. She really loves to bake a lot.
Oh, you found a baking camp?
Yeah.
What? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so my friend that lives here in Nashville had posted that she was enrolling her daughter and son, I think, in this baking camp. And so I DM'd her and I got the link and I called and signed her up with another friend. And so it's something they're just going to go do. So I'm excited. So hopefully that will spark something and she'll maybe want to come home and
do some baking.
Do some baking more. Cause she really does like it, but she learning some of the basics might be helpful for her. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that's kind of fun. Stevenson's into just pranking and playing tricks and he wants his own YouTube channel. We're like, you can't have a public YouTube account. He's like, well, I'll just have it private for me. I'll just take the videos and upload it and it'll be private and just we can watch it here. I'm like, perfect. And I'm like, what do you want to do? He's like, I'm going to prank people or prank y'all and then I'm film it. Or I'm going to do that bottle flip game where you flip the bottle and try to land it on top. And so apparently that's what he would be into watching.
Oh my goodness. You wait, like we fast forward 10 years from now and Stevenson's like a massive YouTube star.
Maybe.
He's pranking people.
Except for I would keep it private for now. But yeah, if he eventually, when he got a little older, if he wanted to make that decision, there was a time where he was on my Instagram a lot and then he didn't want to be on my Instagram. And of course I give the kids the option to be on social media or not. And the other day he saw me filming speaking of Pimp and Joy, we talked about it earlier, a little promo card thing. I was trying to make this video because we had all taken a group picture and then everyone from the show signed it. And I was at the house like trying to make a video saying that every Pimp and Joy purchase was going to come with the signed card. And he saw me making it, but I made it to save and then post later.
Yeah.
But then he had my phone. He was playing Roblox or something and he disappeared into my room. And then he comes out and he had made his own promo video.
Oh.
And so then I ended up and I was like, hey, yours is better than mine. Can I post this one? And he's like, yeah.
Aww.
And so I don't know. He might have a future in that because it was so cute and like everyone loved it. And so Mary from the Shop Forward was like, oh, yeah, I think she commented or something like,
promo moving forward.
Might need to consider Stevenson for promo. So he's just, doing cute things like that. Like I love that he just took my phone and went and disappeared and made a video. Like I like that they're want to be creative and they're seeing me do things and they're doing it. Or like the other day I was trying to come home and get into the garage and I open the garage door and then it's closed. And then I open the garage door and I'm in my car and then it started to close again. And I'm like, what in the world? And he was pranking me. Like he was hiding in the bushes with a garage door opener. And every time I would open it, he would close it. And then he came out and he's like, what up? And so I don't know. That's what we're up to.
Lots of laughs and creativity happening around the house is what it sounds like.
Yes. And we've got the dogs, a cat and the fish, and they still want a bird, but we're looking at a parakeet, and they say that parakeets need two because they don't like being alone.
Oh, and then
so if we get a parakeet, we're going to end up getting parakeets. And I told them, well, how about we start with parakeet food first? So we bought, apparently, and that was satisfying to their desire.
Just the food.
I don't know yet what we're going to do regarding the bird, but how about we start with food? And we bought the food and they were like, cool, we got parakeet food. And so then I'm like, okay, I can ride this out for a few weeks and then maybe I can be like, y'all want to look at cages? And then we ride that out for a few more weeks and then we can really decide and then maybe we'll add the birds.
It's so many exotic animals happening over there. I love that there's nothing like, they don't just want like a bunny.
They take a bunny or a chipmunk. They want a hamster. They went to look at ferrets. And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, they just want any kind of animal.
Stashira has thought of trying to drug a chipmunk.
Oh, my goodness.
So that way it would, because chipmunks eat out of my bird feeder outside.
And they're so cute.
Right. And in a humane way, she means well, but she just doesn't have another plan to trap it. But she's like, what if I just put a little something something in the bird seed and it eats it and passes out for a little bit and I'm able to carry it inside and then we raise it.
That is how they go crazy on you.
Right. And I'm like, I don't know that that's the best plan. But yeah, we want all the animals. And I mean, quite frankly, I want them too. I mean, chipmunks are so cute, but obviously.
Well, if she wants a chipmunk, then maybe a flying squirrel or a sugar glider would be an option.
Maybe.
Sugar gliders are really cool. I always wanted one growing up. The reason I didn't get one is because they're nocturnal.
Oh,
so just a forewarning, if you have one, she ends up finding that on the internet.
Did they just use the bathroom anywhere or do they train?
They have like cages and stuff.
But when they're just flying around,
I don't know.
Or gliding or
After
whatever
I found
they're
out
doing.
They were nocturnal, I gave up on it because I was like, I need to sleep. Like they're so cool, but I just couldn't do it.
Well, because Stevenson did hedgehog therapy for a little bit and it was really cool. And it's you should research it if you have kids that, anyway, you can look it up. They do it. I don't want to get into the details of like why we were using it specifically, but hedgehogs are an amazing tool and they just poop all the time though. And we really wanted to get a hedgehog for the house because we thought, this would be amazing. And they're so cute. But then I got disgusted by the fact that it just like, you never know when it's coming. And then it's like, bathroom, pee, poop. And I'm like, nope, we're not going to do a hedgehog.
Yeah, and then you're just surprised every time you're walking around your house like, there's another one.
Yeah.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old.
Oh, yeah.
and catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I love all the updates on the kids, and we can spend all day talking about them and Amy's mom life because it just fascinates me because, seriously, you're just the best mom. It sounds like they're living their best life and having the most fun. So,
well, I
love that for y'all.
They don't. I'm not always the best mom in their mind. Like, I definitely get a eye roll here and there, and a ugh, why do you hate me? Or you love, you know, like it's like they think that we like the other one better. Mm-hmm. It's never, life's not fair, and why do you like them better than me? And I'm like, well, no. And you have to like have that talk. So, you know, just trying my best.
You're doing great.
Thank
From this
you.
Perspective, you're doing great. And speaking of some younger kids, coming in on the best bits of the year 2022 so far is Bobby, who helped sixth grader Reese basically have her wish fulfilled with Jason Aldean in her school's talent show. And, you know, it was a pretty cool moment that was super organic. Nothing was planned of it. And so for it to come out the way that it did was really cool and really awesome of Bobby and Jason Aldean. So that's definitely on this list. But following a little bit ahead of that one was somebody on the show was offered a movie role in Hollywood. And that is Amy, who's sitting across from me right now. Do you have any more details that you can share with us yet?
I don't. And I don't remember exactly what we shared, but what we do know, in case it wasn't said, but I think it was, it's coming out sometime after Thanksgiving,
okay.
Probably. It's a Christmas movie, and it'll be on HBO Max. So,
and you, I think you said this on the show, but we're just kind of revamping it again. Did you have a decent amount of lines?
I mean, I don't know what's considered decent because it's not throughout the film. I have scenes at the end,
okay,
and my scene in the bathroom is
pretty significant.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a moment with the main character.
Yeah, so that's
and
a
so,
big deal.
But it's not like a lot. But it's more than you might think.
Wait, and it's still a movie role.
Enough to make me uncomfortable with my acting skills. Because when we were on stage, because I'm playing myself. So when Sissany, who's Ryan Seacrest's co-host, she's in it with me. And when we were on stage hosting the iHeartRadio Christmas Eve special, that just felt like I was working. That's what we do. We're on stage and the lines weren't, we were just ourselves and kind of what would you say if you're on stage? But then the bathroom scene, oh.
That was the one where you're like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because that's the one where I had to just bust out the acting, which I, you know, I have no acting experience. But it wasn't like, oh, look at these girls trying to come in and take a role from actors because like Lunchbox would say, because
yes,
he's taking acting lessons. And I felt very honored to be there and included, but they wanted real iHeart talent. It felt like a good for authenticity of mm-hmm. the scene and what they were trying to create with a music artist and having iHeart involved and it seeming like a real event because we do host like Christmas Eve specials and
yes,
different concerts where artists come and perform. And so that part, like, again, just feeling included in a movie like that. But I like that they made it real, like with real, we're real iHeart talent.
Yes.
But then we had to do the acting part. So that was the tricky part.
No, I love it.
Come Christmas, if you don't have HBO Max, you can at least sign up for the free trial and then mm-hmm. cancel it 2 weeks after you watch it.
Yes. Just wait until Amy gives us the announcement date. So you do it right around that time frame so you can see it.
But also HBO Max, I got to say, that's a good, because the Friends is on there.
Oh, HBO Max has so many movies on it.
So many movies.
Like, if you're a big movie person, there's so many on there to watch, especially, like, old classics and new ones. And they'll typically drop some of the newer movies, at least for a little bit, on there.
Yeah. I guess another thing I can say about the film, because I posted who I was with, but the people behind it, they were behind a Netflix Christmas movie that was huge in 2020 and then again in 2021. So it got a sequel because it was so big in 2020. And it was called...
And there were actors on it, right? They were the two lead actors.
Yes, California Christmas. So Lauren Swickard wrote that and starred in it. And then her husband was the co-star, and they ended up meeting because of a mutual like director person that set them up. And then they're just the cutest couple ever. And she actually wrote this, or at least co-wrote the film that I'm going to be in. And she's not starring in it like as the main person, like she did A California Christmas. And then the sequel, I think, was like A California Christmas, City Lights.
Yes. So, I watched both of them. They're great movies.
Oh, you did? Okay. Yeah. So Lauren said, she told me on set, she goes, "We're hoping that this one will get a sequel. And if it does, we're inviting y'all back." I was like,
love
yes.
that.
So we'll see what happens.
So then it'd be two movie roles, but even just one movie role is really cool.
I know. It's such a fun memory. And I really did enjoy it. And I don't know, maybe I feel like if I were to try to pursue anything else, I definitely need to take lessons and take it seriously. But it has gotten me curious about that, and maybe even doing improv classes or like going to an improv club and just testing out my comfort zone there.
Improv is really where it's at because it teaches you so much and it gets you out of your comfort zone.
I want to do that.
That's the big one.
So, yeah, will you go with me?
Yeah, we can go do improv classes together.
Okay.
I'll do it. We'll do it. That'll be our plan for the later half of 2022.
Perfect.
No, but that's Amy's Hollywood movie, and we're so excited to watch her in it. So this will come back up again, but at that point, hopefully the movie will be released when we share the best bits of Total 2022. Super excited for her. At number two, you guys really engaged with this one, and unfortunately, it's always super uncomfortable for me when it's something about me, and this was my sad relationship update, but you guys engaged with it, so I got to honor that you guys... really connected with my story and just me telling my real life and what happened and the emotions that came with it. And right now I'm doing great. So I'm focused on moving forward and just doing all the activities and all the things to keep my mind distracted and moving forward would be the best way to put it. So I'm doing a lot better than when I announced all of this on air. And yeah, that's all I got. I don't know, Amy, you have anything for that one? I got nothing.
Well, yes, I do. I just want to say that I know it's not easy for any of us when we open up and decide to share parts of our lives on the show. Whether it's the good times are probably easier to share than the hard times. But the reality is a lot of listeners, they were happy for you when you got into a relationship and they feel for you when you get out of one, or they're happy if we've got something high going on and they feel it when the lows, because they can relate. Mm-hmm. Everyone listening has highs and lows too. And it's also good to see the realness of our lives, because we have a lot of fun on the show and it can be like, oh yeah, okay, I got all this going on in my life, I can't listen to that. Or maybe they listen to us for a distraction, but it's also good to know for other people that they're not alone and you were able to share that part of your life. And I know it's not easy to do. So I just am commending you for being able to. And I know that you were caught off guard, not caught off guard that it was brought up because you were fine with it, but caught off guard that you
were so
got emotional on air. But that was just a real raw in the moment thing that happened. And that's okay.
Yes. And I am. And I'm going through hard moments like this sucks. Absolutely. But I'm glad at the very least that somebody, at least one person out there connected with it and maybe was going through something similar and it hit home for them too. That always feels like really good for me. So that, you know, the engagement that came from this segment and posting it online and stuff, people not only were so kind, but I'm glad it could help someone who's going through it too, because I think I forgot in the midst of after my last relationship and into this one, I was spending so much time healing that I forgot how much heartbreak really sucks and how much it takes it out of you.
Yeah.
And how emotional it makes you in the end. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter how much you're like, I'm okay, I'm doing great, I'm moving forward, there's so many emotions attached to it. And so in that moment specifically, it was like, oh yeah, I've got this, I can talk about it, which is why I had originally prepped about it. And it was not only that, like, I felt for me that this show is such a big part of my life that in order for me to get to move forward, I had to talk about it to take that next step.
Right.
So, like, until I did that, I wasn't able to move forward. So I felt like I was ready, and, you know, then the emotions just came and that's what happened. But like I said, I'm just really glad that people were able to connect with it and feel whether it was support for me or just felt connected to someone that's going through it, because they suck. That's the end of the day. Breakups, things ending suck. And so that was, unfortunately, while it feels weird saying it's a best bit of the year so far, I think it's a best bit in that it, you guys saw a really different side of me, and that was my raw emotions. There was no faking anything in that moment. So that's why it popped up on here. But yeah, I'm doing better. People keep checking on me on Instagram and stuff, but I really am doing better. I'm focused on learning a lot of new things and spending my time doing things that make me happy. And that's all we can do, right?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women. And this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to end with number one, which was the haunted crying boy doll drama. And
Originally that doll was supposed to be with me, and yes. I am so glad. I had to pay.
You did?
I paid Lunchbox. What? Was it $300?
Lots of money. Lots of money to do that.
I can't even believe the dollar amount got that high. But I felt that strongly about not bringing that dang doll into my house. I even consulted my pastor about it.
Well, I do remember that. I'm telling you, like, this whole drama, it wasn't just like one, two, three segments. It's been going on this literally up until now, because still
the doll comes up.
Yes. Yeah. Because Lunchbox, like, bad luck will happen to him and everybody blames the doll.
Mm-hmm.
So this, like, doll drama has existed for at least 6 months now, and it'll probably continue through 2022. So that's obviously why it comes in at number one. And it's just a whole thing in its entirety. But I've got more random questions. We started with them. We're going to end with some.
Okay.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Gosh. Well, this is, can it be a, like a Mexican or Chipotle? Can it be a brand, a bowl?
It can be a brand, but make it a little bit more specific. Doesn't have to be too specific.
Chipotle bowl.
A Chipotle bowl.
With chips. And everything in the bowl. But I mean, basically I could everything. Eat, honestly, that's a meal though I could eat. That I probably eat that the most, like eating out wise mm-hmm. or having to order food to the station if we're working. I mean, Chipotle for me is just, I can always do rice, beans, guac, sour cream, stir that, like
all
pico de gallo, stir it up, get some chips, and I could eat that. I eat it a lot, so that has to be my meal. That has to be it. But if you want me to narrow it down to like literally one food.
That's a good one. That's a good one. That was specific enough.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you?
I feel like it would be, I teeter back between two. It's either fettuccine alfredo or grilled cheese.
Okay.
I eat those often.
I go grilled cheese.
You,
but yeah. I would want to dip it in tomato soup.
Oh, I do love that. I also just love dipping it in like ketchup or something or putting tomatoes on it too. I've done that over time, but when I was a kid, it was like straight up OG grilled cheese by itself, nothing else.
Have you had the Starbucks grilled cheese?
No, is it good?
Oh, yeah. It's
so good?
So good.
Okay, I need to try that. It's hard for a place to mess up grilled cheese. If they cannot make a good grilled cheese, I think they have bigger problems.
Yeah, but this is, I don't know, the mixture of cheese and they sprinkle this cheese on top and then when it cooks, yeah, it's Tashira's favorite.
I do. I will say like I order that out often because like we'll go to bars and stuff and it's really hard as a vegetarian to eat things when we go to like bars and restaurants. There's not a whole lot of options unless I want to eat salad for 24 meals a day, basically. Yeah. And I'll get grilled cheese and fries. So I think you're right. I need to stick with grilled cheese. That's the OG. What activity do you waste the most time on?
I would say it used to be social media, but I've gotten a lot better at that and setting boundaries there and not being on as much. So what activity do I... Is it wasted time though? Because it's entertainment.
Probably not,
if I'm watching shows or something, I always feel like I have to watch shows for the Bobby Bone Show.
True. Like, it's like you have to be involved in pop culture.
Yeah, or my podcast. I just want to know or recommend things. Wasting time. Sometimes if I'm procrastinating from something, like I'll figure out anything and everything that I can do. I'll walk to my pantry 15 times. Like, I don't know, whatever I can do to avoid whatever it is that I need to do. But I've been implementing for a while now, I'm just not always good at it, the Mel Robbins 5-second rule.
Which is?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Like you just tell your brain, like it is what it is. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, get out of bed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go do whatever it is you're procrastinating on or putting it off, just no longer. And she also says high five yourself in the mirror. So I've been doing that too.
Oh, I love that.
It gives you the same dopamine rush apparently as, I don't know, something else that would give you that.
Okay.
I can't remember. But you high five yourself in the mirror. So that just helps you in you making your bed every day. Mm-hmm. Just small acts that show you, look at me, I'm accomplishing things. Check, I can do that, I can do this.
Yes.
So
I will say like that, the high five in the mirror is something I need to try because there will be times that like if I'm going through it, especially right now, and I need to like talk myself out of something or like, you know, get myself back on track, I'll literally have a conversation with myself in the mirror and be like, what are you doing? Let's go. Like I pep talk myself out of a situation if it's going to be bad or if it's not going to be beneficial for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll literally be like, no. And I'll like have the conversation or sometimes too, like if there's a conversation I really want to have with someone, but I'm never going to have it, I'll have that conversation with myself in the mirror.
Oh,
and then it exits my body. I'm like, cool. I don't need to say that.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to try that.
I think there's more to the whole mirror situation than we give credit for sure.
Yeah. What is something you waste time on? Talking to yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, probably. Probably. I don't do it as often as people may think. They're going to be like, oh my God, she does it every day. No, it's just like really when I need it. If I'm really down or if I'm really like intense about something.
Yeah.
Probably watching TV, movies. Because like even when I go home from the studio and I'm working, I put something on in the background. I literally fall asleep to TV. Like it's so ingrained into my daily life because one, if there's not anything going on, it feels so quiet in my house because it's just me and my dog. And then Remy ends up barking at 20 million more things than just the drowned out of the TV. And it also makes me feel like when I'm working that I'm not actually working as much as I am because I'm still enjoying TV at the same time.
I'm with you on that's where, you know, just to, I don't know, clarify a little bit. When I'm wasting the time, it's mostly at bedtime, because when I'm watching stuff throughout the day, like I'll watch stuff while I work out, or I'll watch stuff while I'm cooking, or I'll watch stuff while I'm folding laundry. Like I carry my computer around with me. Like it's, and that's how I'm getting in the shows that we like to watch to talk about. But then when it comes to wasting time, it's almost like I'm wasting sleep, because I'll put something on before bed. And that's when I feel like it's a huge waste, because I should just go to sleep.
Yeah, I get that too.
Yeah.
But sometimes like you're just like, I don't want to go to sleep yet. I just don't. There's also sometimes where I'm like, I don't want to get ready for bed. Mm. Like the process of being a woman, and like I have to take off all my makeup and do my whole nighttime routine.
And that's when you go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. I need to use that because there are nights where I'm like, I really don't want to get ready for bed right now. So yes, I get that. Okay. If you could watch any movie again for the first time, what would you watch?
Well, I have three.
Okay.
It would either be Steel Magnolias, Pretty Woman, or Dirty Dancing.
All great ones and all classics.
I want to see them again for the first time, because I watched them for the first time as a kid. Mm-hmm. So I want to watch them again now as an adult and it be like my first time.
Have you watched any of them again since you were a kid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I want to watch it for the first time as an adult. Mm. Like the first time I saw Pretty Woman, I didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness, because I was 9, but, or 8, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So that was interesting. It's a big part of the movie, her role and her character and her lifestyle. And, so what about you?
Oh no, I love those. Those are all really good ones. That's fast forward, rewind is actually the word, like 3 years ago. 'Cause I watched Steel Magnolias because of you. Whenever we made each other watch something and I drew you, told me to watch Steel Magnolias. So I now have watched that movie because of you.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it before.
I drew Eddie and had to watch some silent film from France or something.
Yeah, you did not get the good ending
actually,
on that one.
It wasn't silent. It felt silent, but it was subtitles.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did not get the good end of that stick on that segment. Sweet Home Alabama is one for me.
That's good.
That's always been one of my favorite movies, and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Ooh, another good one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And I watched those when I was younger too, but young enough, but old enough to know some of what was going on, if that makes sense. Not too young, but so yeah, we both have a lot of rom-coms, which makes sense. Also, the 90s and 2000s were like known for rom-coms, and now we just don't have as great of rom-coms, I don't feel like.
We really don't. I mean, J-Lo and Owen Wilson just put out that one on, what streaming service
Paramount
is that on?
Paramount or something?
Peacock?
Peacock, maybe.
I watched it on Peacock. Was it Love Went? Love
Marry
Went?
Me.
Marry Me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was really good.
I liked it.
But like we just have classics from then that were really good.
Have you watched the J-Lo documentary?
I haven't.
Oh, it's good.
Is it good?
Yeah.
People are like posting clips online and it looks really good.
I really enjoyed it. I cried.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe that's something. That's on Netflix, right?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's on Netflix.
Like pick a streaming service, any service. I don't know. But I thought it was just a peek into her life that, you know, you would think is just so glamorous, which it is. But she has some of the same struggles and then things that she's had to deal with throughout her career. And it's like she's always just having to fight for things and claw her way to prove herself. And it's obviously, it's called Halftime, and it's covering the Super Bowl halftime show that she co-headlined with Shakira. And so it just gives you an inside look at that, with shout out to the editors who took A-Rod out of every frame because you know he was there. But
crazy, by the way.
I thought it was really well done. And I just have so much respect for her. I had it anyway, but now even more. And then just her talking about finding herself and trying to find home and, you know, looking for it in different relationships. But then just really, it's like right here. And then she like pointed herself and I was like, oh.
And is that when you cried?
Yes, I felt it there. And then even the Super Bowl, they showed clips of it. And I saw the performance live in 2020, not in person, but on TV. And thought it was cool, but I mean, whatever. Okay, cool. Yeah. They look, wow, they're 50. They look amazing. That was like the main takeaway, which really there was so much more. It was a very special moment for her, and she wanted to use her platform for a message, and she had something to say, and she was going to use it through her art and her talent and this gift that she was given to have the stage for, you know, basically 6 minutes, because she had to co-headline and they had to split it. And I think they had 12 to 14 minutes total. And they both have so many hits, and it's like, how do you divide it up and what do you do? But I just encourage people to watch it because when they showed the different clips of the halftime show in the documentary, I had goosebumps watching it. I'm like, okay. Oh man, I wish I would have known some of this before I watched it, you know, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Okay. Well, I'm going to watch that. I mean, I got some time, so I will watch that. Add to the Netflix watch list. Okay. One more to close it out on. What country would you most like to visit?
I want to go to, well, so many, but I guess I'll go with Spain.
Ooh, why Spain?
Because I was supposed to go my junior year of college and then 9/11 happened and they canceled the trip.
Oh, wow.
So I was actually going to go and I couldn't believe that I filled out all the paperwork and did everything that I needed to do something like study abroad because, you know, I procrastinate, put things off.
But hey, not when it's really important.
But it would have taken care of my remaining Spanish credits. And then what a cool way to get your credits if you're able to do it. Mm-hmm. And I had it all worked out. And I was going in the spring for that whole semester. And it was going to be amazing. And then in September, 9/11 happened and we didn't know. It's like the whole country shut down, obviously. International travel, there was just a lot of fear naturally. Mm-hmm. And so the university, even though that was September and we weren't supposed to leave till January, they canceled the whole thing.
Wow.
So, and then I'm sure the next year they reinstated it, but I ended up taking Spanish classes that semester at Texas A&M. And then my senior year, I didn't have the window to go like I did my junior year. Mm-hmm. So missed opportunity.
Yeah. But hopefully but you can go now as an adult.
It, yeah. And obviously there's way worse things that happened because of 9/11. That's just literally why the trip got canceled. And I have never gone. So that's
you
somewhere
definitely need
I want
to
go. Yeah. What about you?
Hopefully, I'm going to manifest that for you, that it comes in the next few years.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. I would say Italy. For a long time, it was Greece.
Ooh, me too.
I want to go everywhere, to any continent, any state. I'm all about traveling. And as we all know, it's really hard, too, with our show, because we only get so much time off from being here, and it's not super long, so traveling abroad isn't a super big option. But I'd love to go to Greece. But my number one now is Italy. I would love to just go see everything, especially the more I say it too, the more the TikToks keep popping up on my thing of showing me Italy. And I'm like, I want to freaking be in Italy. They have the best food. They have beautiful beaches. They have incredible like towns and structures. And I want to see it so bad. And Italian food's my favorite. So I would love to actually eat the legitimate food that's over there.
Mm-hmm. No, so the pasta looks amazing for sure. It looks so fresh and good.
Yes. Farm to table, all the things. Like, take me to Italy. So, but yeah, we got lots of traveling on our list over here, Amy and I. Just like talking about Amy's life, we could keep talking about vacationing, I'm sure, for the next several hours. But that was our last one for the day. Amy, thank you so much for hanging out with me and sharing some random question answers and some updates on life.
Well, thank you for having me. And it's crazy that we're already halfway through the year.
I know. I can't believe it. We're literally in July now. Like, what is happening? But that means halfway to Christmas.
Yeah.
That's the way I see
and
it.
And that means we're getting closer to the Christmas movie.
Exactly. Yes.
And plus, Christmas is just the best season, or that time, or fall. I take fall. Fall into mm-hmm. Christmas is my favorite season.
Yes. And especially with all the heat we're having, I'm ready for it.
Yes. Like, bring it.
Bring it on. Let them know where they can find you and where they can hear you, Amy.
On Instagram, I am at Radio Amy. And then my podcast is Four Things with Amy Brown. Every Tuesday and Thursday, there's new episodes. And we cover all kinds of topics. And then every Saturday, I host a podcast called Outweigh. The tagline is, a life without disordered eating outweighs everything. And that's what we focus on, is eating disorder recovery. And they're about 15, 20-minute episodes. So just a weekly dose of encouragement for people that are in the thick of it.
Love that. Yeah. Awesome. And I am at Web Girl Morgan, all the things. And of course, the show is at Bobby Bones Show on everything. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I hope your 4th of July this past week was amazing. And I hope you have another great weekend. Now, thank you for hanging out with us. Amy, thank you. We love y'all. Goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.